Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, welcome to episode 6 of The Resilient Pathway, How Our Body Reacts to Stress. We're going to be talking about some of the biology of what happens in our body when we experience stress, anxiety, fear, and we're going to be talking about how to manage that. Stay tuned. This is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. Today, we are learning about stress and how stress affects our body. We're also going to talk about how to manage the stress. Alexia Georgiou, you can contact me at theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A at theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, subscribe. Create the change that you want today. Hello and welcome to episode 6, where we're talking about the science behind our fear, anxiety, and stress level and what we can do about it. I'm Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. And today we're talking, in a nutshell, we're simplifying the concepts of the polyvagal theory. This was identified and developed by Steve Porges. The brainstem basically has two parts. I know most of us have heard of these concepts before, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The sympathetic is our gas pedal. It's the fight or flight reaction that we have to stress. The parasympathetic is putting on the brake, slowing things down. We need a good balance between these two. And when things are too stressful, when we're overwhelmed by it, then that's when a lot of the response happens in our body and affects us. All of us have reacted to something, whether we're saying it's stress, anxiety, or fear, however we define it, we have all felt our body shake, our heart beat fast, sweat, all because something has caused that. And so this is something for everyone. All of us need to learn how to manage the stress in our lives and identifying what's going on in our body and how that's relating to our thoughts and emotions. It's really important. This podcast is about building resilience. What better topic than to talk about stress in our body and our mind when it comes to building resilience? Because we're all going to experience something that's going to shake us, and knowing how to manage that and where it's coming from and understanding our own process builds muscles in getting through it. And that's what resilience helps us do, is work our way through the situation and come out successful and confident with a good result. It doesn't mean it's easy, because it's not. So there are two branches of the parasympathetic, which is the brake that slows things down, and that's the poly and the vagal, thus the polyvagal theory. So the ventral is the interpersonal connection that slows things down. The dural immobilizes. It stops us. So this nerve, the polyvagal, connects the cheek, the heart, the abdomen. It tells us how the break works. And that's really important. Because when the vagal nerve is activated, we slow down, we calm ourselves. How do we do that? We do that with activity. We breathe. We sing. We naturally slow down our heart rate. This is very important in our everyday interactions with people because we don't know how our body or our mind is going to respond. We can't always predict it. And allowing that flow and process and not shutting it down is really important for our bodies. Because if we're stuffing things down and trying to ignore it, we're doing a lot more harm than good. And if we need to take a break to go breathe, it's really important to do that for our self-care and our mental health. So there's a continuum. Our perception of the situation is really powerful in regards to stress. So something may cause me a lot of stress, whereas another person, it may not rattle them as much. And then another situation may be easier for me to handle. And I can't explain why certain situations just cause a lot of anxiety in me. They do. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of applying extra self-care and skills when that happens, and I'm not always successful. I need this podcast as well as much as everyone else, because we're all human, we all have the same experience, and we're all in this together building these skills. So when we perceive that we are safe, then we are socially engaged, we are confident, we're calm. So that's our response to feeling safe. When we experience something as threatening, whether it's physical, emotional, or both, the ventral vagus goes in action with the sympathetic system, the gas pedal, and our heart rate goes up, and we're anxious, and we try to avoid, escape, and it's really important to note here, that's when we're feeling the stress, the anxiety, the fear. That's in a state where we're having a response. When it's an overwhelming threat, if you've ever experienced that, where it's just too much for your body and your emotional system, that's when the parasympathetic, the dorsal part, comes into play. We put on the brake to slow down. A lot of times we shut down and we're like a deer in headlights. That's that parasympathetic dorsal part. We freeze, we withdraw, we might pass out, we detach from the anxiety. And it's really important to notice that this is significant because we need to get back to the level where we actually feel the anxiety. And where we are having some of the symptoms and we're recognizing this is causing me a lot of stress and fear and anxiety, and I need to feel safe enough to experience that. And so we're going back to safety. So the reason I'm teaching this today is we need to identify what is safe for us. Who is safe for us? What are some safe statements that we can make? The safe thoughts. What are calming thoughts? What is some music that we can play? What's something that we can distract with? So if we ever find ourselves in an overwhelming, threatening situation where we're like a deer in headlights, that we will have that skill built within us. We will have those tools in our tool belt, and we can begin to take a step away and say, okay, I'm going to start applying this and reach out to the safe people. It's important also to note that emotions, they just are, and we need to find a comfort level with our emotions. They're not going to kill us, but they're actually good for us to feel. It's healthy to feel all of the emotions. And what positive psychology teaches is we're going to learn how to regulate the emotions and build the positive emotions. So what brings positive emotion to my life? What helps me feel good and peaceful and happy? And I'm going to practice those skills so when the stress comes, I'm counteracting it with a lot of muscle. This is a tall order. It does not happen overnight. I wanted to explain some of the biology so we understand what we're working with and that it's normal for all of us. So when we experience the stress, anxiety, the fear, however we define it, it's important to accept it. It's just part of reality. It doesn't mean that we're weak. It means that we're human. And so we're accepting it. We don't fully understand it. At that moment, we need to start to redirect it and take whatever steps it takes. I had a situation recently that caused a lot of stress. It did cause anxious moments, but it was like weeks of stress. Because at my mother's house, one of the trees from the neighbor fell towards her house. She was traveling out of the country, so I had to handle the situation for her. And the house was saved simply because a tree in our yard caught it and caught the fall. If it had not braced that fall, that huge pine tree would have crushed my mom's house along with her car that was sitting in the carport. It was that heavy of a fall, heavy of a tree. There were a line of trees in the backyard, like 8 of them. And it's not the first time a tree had fallen. However, this was a big one and it could have really damaged the house. So I started a process of talking with the neighbors, talking to the insurance, problem solving, talking to my mom who was overseas, acting on her behalf, getting quotes from tree services, doing what my mom wanted to have happen. And in the back of my mind, I knew that we were going to have to address this with the neighbors to say we need to assess those 8 remaining trees. Are they healthy? Do they need to be removed? That caused a lot of anxiety in me because that there was conflict. A lot of it was unknown to me. I hadn't handled a situation like this before. And the neighbor was not easy to communicate with. When I got a letter from their lawyer, and it didn't make sense to me because I thought we were collaboratively communicating, it caused a lot of physical anxiety, almost panic attack. And I'm a calm person. I'm not really prone to panic attacks. In my history, I'm prone more to a lot of the social anxiety that we used to call shyness. Do y'all remember back in the day that people who were really quiet, we didn't have those words of social anxiety. We would just say, oh, he's shy. Oh, she's shy. Well, that's what I grew up with. And it took a lot for me to break out of my shell. I attribute it to a lot of the skills that I teach today. And sometime on the podcast, I will share my story. However, you know, I understand this process, and I was almost to panic attack mode trying to get documents together. And long story short, it worked out because this lawyer must have scared these neighbors, and they hired the lawyer, so it kind of confused me. They went ahead and cut down all the trees. They took care of that expense because they must have examined the trees and learned that they weren't very healthy. And so to prevent any damage to my mother's home or further conflict, they decided to be proactive. And I was so grateful for that. We did take care of the tree that almost smashed into my mom's house. That wasn't a problem. Everybody was great to work with, from the tree service to our insurance. People were so kind to me, even though I was in a hyper aroused state where everything I'm describing was happening. So I was more in the threat state. I felt threatened where the gas pedal was being pushed. I had increased heart rate at moments when I was dealing with the specifics, and I was feeling the anxiety. Sometimes I'd wake up in the morning and I would just think about it and I would feel anxious. How is this going to be solved? And I would start feeling that physical anxiety. We had a summer that a lot of trees were falling. There were a lot of severe thunderstorms. I mean, it would rain sideways. I don't know what happened this past summer. And every time I would see that horrible storm coming, I would hold on to my phone because there's a security system in my mom's house. And I would think, okay, they have my phone number in my mom's absence to contact me if that alarm goes off. And if something hits the house, the alarm's going to go off. So I'll know that I need to pay attention to it. So if my phone doesn't ring, then everything's okay at the house and I can go on. And so that really helped me to manage the anxiety, just knowing that I had a notification system, whether I needed to pay immediate attention to a situation. And so we got through that season, and now the trees are gone, and I'm a lot more peaceful. Now, when I would wake up and have those thoughts, or when a thunderstorm would come and I was paying attention to my phone, I did have my heart rate going up, a lot of the what if. And that's my responsibility, because at that time, the situation, I was taking steps to manage the situation and do what I had within my control within a time frame. It wasn't going to be an immediate solution. And I think that's what was bothering me, that there was some unknown. It was going to take time. It was working with different entities. And so when I was experiencing the anxiety, when those thoughts would come to me in the morning, how is this going to be solved? Is everything going to be okay? I really had to work on the distraction techniques. So to accept that this is causing anxiety for me, other people could have managed this without that physical threat response, because their skill is more built in the area. Maybe they've had to manage a situation like this before. And I'm just being very real with you all. This is an example from my own life. So I had to accept that that was causing anxiety, and then I had to redirect it. And how do you redirect it? Through healthy distractions, through loving actions, bringing my mind to the present moment, reminding myself, and a lot of self-talk. Hey, Alexia, there's no immediate threat to the house. What would happen in the worst scenario anyway if the tree fell on the house? I mean, we're doing everything we can to solve the problem. There is a threat to the house every time that there's a thunderstorm. There's a lot of trees falling. It's happening all around the city for several months. Okay, what's the worst that could happen? Okay, the tree falls on the house. There's damage. It's insured. No one's in the house. You know, my mom's still overseas. So no one's in immediate threat of harm. And, you know, we'll fix everything if that happens within this window. So bringing my mind to the present moment, that no one's life is currently in danger, and that's a good thing, that we are all safe, that all I can do is what's in my control. And so with that, I was engaging the parasympathetic system. So what I'm describing now is a level of mindfulness, being in the here and now, being grounded in what is real, and acknowledging what I can do today to solve the problem. So today, this is the skill that we are building, is being mindful and grounded in the moment and testing our reality. So when we start feeling that threat and those anxious thoughts, we redirect, we accept it and we redirect it back to the present moment. That's the skill. The more muscle we build in this area, the more resilient we're going to be. If there's another situation where there's threat of harm physically to my mom's house, to my house, I'm going to be able to manage it a little better because I've practiced my skills when I was most challenged. And remember, in our podcast number 4, we talked about taking one of those strength assessing tools because we utilize our greatest strengths in our biggest challenges. And that's how we build muscle and resilience and life satisfaction and happiness. That's how we conquer these situations because we flow easily in our strengths when things are going well. But when things don't go well, it's looking to our key strengths. There's the VIA character strength test that is for free that you can go online and take. There's also the Gallup Strength Finder. You have to pay a small fee, and there's also a book that comes with it that's really handy. So there's other two assessment tools that I use to identify strengths with the individuals that I work with. I also have my strengths from both assessments written down and handy because I remind myself in the moment, use these strengths. And it's challenging and it's not easy and I have to really work hard at this. So we are in this together. I thank you for listening to this podcast and let's work on living a resilient life where we acknowledge the emotion. We're not afraid to feel it, and we regulate it using our strengths, and we remind ourselves we are present in the moment.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. If you would like to receive support in managing your stress on a daily basis, then contact me today. I have availability for life coaching sessions. If you are in Knoxville, Tennessee, we can meet face to face. If you are outside of the area, we can work well together with Skype or Zoom. So I can be reached, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.